Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with the Johnson Smith team at Indy Realty. And we're here with our great sponsor, John Spurr with Inspired Life Mortgage. How you doing, John?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing great. And how you doing, Sandra?
Hey, I'm fantastic. Hoping it gets better, but I'm fantastic for now.
I wanted to start the show with this, is that this is out the new year. So my question to you guys is that, when is it okay to stop wishing everybody a happy new year?
Oh, geez.
I wasn't expecting that.
Groundhog Day? I mean.
I don't know.
I always thought it was maybe that after the second week of January, I shouldn't have to say Happy New Year to anybody else. I'm pretty much done with it. New Year's gone.
Well, I'm so confused. I'm still saying Merry Christmas.
Like, can we just all agree the Christmas lights can come down now?
Yeah. Agreed.
All right. We'll settle on that.
That's unanimous. No more Christmas lights.
But someone has some pretty ones up. I'm like, oh, if you can keep up all year, I'd be really impressed. But I'm sure someone's going to say something.
Well, I can. I don't have an HOA. I do whatever I want.
Sorry, everybody. We just wanted to, that was a question. I've just been thinking all day about that because I met someone and I didn't know whether to say Happy New Year to them or just go on and start saying, how you doing? And go talking about business. So I was confused for like 30 seconds. So I'm making everybody else confused. Thank you. You're all welcome. Huzzah.
Welcome to my life.
Hi, everybody. We're here with John Spurr. We want to talk a little bit about the lending industry and what's going on, some of the trends. But remember, we're starting 2023. And how do you think 2023 is starting? And what do you think is going to be happening in the first quarter?
Well, I have already seen an uptick in people getting pre-qualified. The numbers came out last week from... I think it's FHFA that puts them out, but basically they've seen an uptick in people getting pre-qualified and people pulling credit reports for new home purchases. So that's a very good sign because there just haven't been a lot of new applicants out there in the last 2 or 3 weeks. And so I think that's a great sign just for the real estate market in itself that we're already seeing people expressing interest in buying a home. Rates have been... I would say good. I'm happy with what they're doing. They're continuing a downward trend. I think October was the peak, and we're just going to continue to see them drop. Every so often, we'll have a little spike here and there. CPI came out today, and it was just flat. There wasn't really anything special about it, and the bond market just pushed right on through, and we saw a little improvement in rates today also.
That's really good news, and the thing we were hearing is that people were afraid to come into the market because of the rate and because of these other reasons, and we're trying to find a way to remind them that you should never be afraid. You should always have someone to talk to. Talk to your lender or talk to your agent to give you the idea of what the market is and what you can do when you get in there, and don't be afraid to come in.
And I've been telling a lot of people that said they think it's a bad time to buy because of interest rates or because of the home prices and home values possibly going up or going down.
Yeah.
And I keep telling them you need to invest in yourself. If you're renting, you're investing in somebody else. You're not investing in yourself. If you have the money for the down payment and you have a stable job and you have decent credit, it's always a good time to buy.
Okay.
Stop investing in somebody else. If you rent, your rate is 100%. We say that all the time.
Yep. Your interest rate's 100%. And then the other thing is, if you look at signing a lease for a year, calculate what you're spending in that year. Probably
absolutely
over $12,000. We could say pretty easily $12,000 to $24,000, and that money is gone. And you've got nothing for it, where if you had invested in yourself, you would have some equity in your home.
Absolutely. Not to mention, or let's not forget that home value is going to continue to go up. So that's equity that you're going to get over time. I mean, just a general trend in real estate over long periods of time is values go up. We do see dips, but values go up. But I just, if you can invest in yourself today, that's going to... just compound 5%, 10%, 20%, 100%. I mean, my parents bought their house in 1972 for $23,000, I believe, is what they paid for it. And they don't live in it anymore. They haven't for a very long time, but I know it just sold for over $375,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's just invest in yourself. Stop investing in somebody else and stop renting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a point, I purchased my home in 2004. And there was a point that the housing prices really came back down to what I paid in 2004. But because over that, you know, decade, plus of time I was paying myself, my equity actually was fantastic, even though the price had dropped back down. And then, of course, the market comes back up, and now, you know, the equity is even better yet, due to the combination of the fact that I'm paying myself and that the pricing is back up again. So,
and isn't another good thing that I think you brought this up a couple months ago, is that your mortgage price is going to be the same, that every year you rent, it's always going to go up, but that mortgage thing stays where, you know, you can be stable and knowing what you're going to have to pay every month, and you can keep your bills together.
No, exactly. You do a 30-year fixed and your interest rate is fixed. So your principal interest payment is never going to change. Your taxes and insurance can fluctuate a little bit, go up and down, mm-hmm. but you're not going to have a 10%, 15%, or 20% rent increase like you would if you kept renting.
Right.
Or even worse than that, and we've seen it happen, is a lot of these landlords are at a point where, hey, I'm selling this house. The values mm-hmm. are up. I'm not going to re-rent it to you. I'm selling it. And it's already hard to find a place to rent or a home to buy. And all of a sudden, you're being told that your lease isn't getting renewed in a house you've been in for 5 or 6 years. I've seen that a lot lately.
Well, you need your first and last month down payment. I mean, monthly payment. You're going to have that. And you got to have your monthly payment for your rent. And then you don't know what your electric bills are going to be. You have nothing. And if there's anything out there nowadays.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, you got to think about school districts and, you know, driving to work or to right. to places that you right. frequent. Yeah, and you kind of lose control of uh-huh. that.
Oh, the other thing I've heard frequently is I'm priced out of the market, or I can't find a home I can afford. And we're actually working with a couple now. And it's really, there's homes out there for every segment and for every wage earner and for and how much what you can afford. You just have to hunt for them and look for them. But I don't feel like everybody's been priced out of a home. There mm-hmm. are opportunities and there right. are options out there. We just have to work together as a team and help find that for you.
And understanding options, that sometimes options are not going to be that if you're making $25,000 a year, you're not going to be able to afford a $400,000 house, even though that's what you're looking for. I mean, obviously, reality has to sit in somewhere.
Yeah, no, you have to have the right expectations
right.
in looking at homes that are going to be in the price range that you can afford.
Yeah.
But again, would you rather pay an apartment complex $1,000 a month for your, you know, 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom apartment? Or would you rather go make your own mortgage payment of $1,000 a month for a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom condo that is yours, that you can do what you want with?
Right. And then too, you know, you've talked before about with interest rates, you marry the house and you date the rate. So there's always a chance that you can come back in and refinance that and see a savings there. But also a lot of people are just building equity and then they are going to move on to buy that dream home.
Absolutely. And there's always going to be an opportunity to refinance. And the one thing we know about mortgage rates is every time they've come down in the last 30 years, they've always gone to a new historic low. So right. eventually mm-hmm. we will see a very low rate again.
Mm-hmm. I think I was 19 when I was one of two people on the title of the first house. Well, we're going to have to break, so we'll pick up with that thought when we come back.
Yeah, we're here with the owner of Inspired Life Mortgage, that's John Spurr. We'll catch you on the other side, and we're going to talk a little bit more about lending with a great lender and sponsor. Hi, everyone. We're back with John Spurr, the owner of Inspired Life Mortgage, talking a little bit about lending and what this whole going on with the future of the lending process and as we move forward into 2023. You see any good news, bad news? What are you looking at?
Oh, we get both. I mean, there's good news in the sense that we are seeing some leniency coming out of the automated underwriting when it goes to purchase transactions. We're getting a little bit more transactions approved. We started seeing appraisal waivers again, which is great.
Great.
On the refinance side, they're tightening up. Investment properties are making it more and more difficult for people to purchase investment properties because they feel like they want that housing market available for first-time home buyers because there's a housing shortage. So it's getting more difficult to buy a second home or an investment property.
Oh, it is getting more difficult.
Yeah. Okay. Larger down payments, higher interest rates, they're just making it less attractive.
Is that because they want more single home family for other people instead of someone having two homes and when you're trying to make it equitable?
It's truly their way of trying to control the housing shortage right now and make sure that there's enough homes for first-time homebuyers. So making it more difficult for investment property and second home.
Okay. Yeah, that's true, because a lot of what we were seeing over the last year is that these first-time homebuyers are competing with an investor.
Right.
And I think it does level the playing field just a little bit and gives a little more opportunity, because when that investor purchases the home, that buyer that was looking at it, they're not going to have the same rate as the mortgage. You're going to be paying an inflated rate if they have to come back and rent that same house.
Oh, and I've talked about loan level pricing adjustments before. It's a fancy sentence for a charge for what type of financing you're doing.
Right.
2 years ago, if you were buying a second home, your loan level pricing adjustment was 0.75%. Today, it's 4.125%.
Wow.
So they're just making it so that rate is so unattractive that not many people are looking at doing that second home financing.
Mm-hmm. You know, before we went to the break, I was starting to say when I was 19, I purchased my first home. It was $42,000, which seemed like a lot of money back then. But it was that home purchase that built equity that allowed me to go into a nicer home, because that was a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home. It was in Oregon. And you take that equity, and we were able to get into a better home. But then when an unexpected life event occurs, then now we ended up using that equity to be able to start a business. And I think those are the kind of investments in yourself that do make a difference in your whole, not just your lifetime, but generationally. Generationally make a difference.
I don't know, purchased 6 or 7 homes in my lifetime, and I've taken that equity and rolled it into another home. And I'm not 50 yet. I'm getting close, but the house we're in is the house I think we're going to die in, and we'll be done with it in about 5 years, just because we bought small and worked our way up and continued to take that equity and use it to buy the next home. And I kind of think that's the market we're going back into.
Mm-hmm. We wanted to ask a little bit about different types of financing. Actually, we have a listing that is in Corona Day, Tucson. I'll do a shameless plug here. It's at 710 East Blue Mesa Place. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2,300 square feet, view fencing, open floor plan. But when I reached out to you to ask about financing, you told me it qualifies for USDA financing.
Correct. So USDA, yes, the people that certify our beef also do mortgage loans.
How does that happen?
it started as a rural program for ranchers, right? Mm-hmm. And they had defined areas. You couldn't go into metropolitan cities and so on and so forth. But if you were in the outskirts of a city, you could still get USDA. And we have USDA zones just outside of the Tucson city limits, and ranch
Corona Day Tucson
being one of them. There's some areas out in Sarita, Green Valley, some places out past Tucson Mountain Park that have pockets that qualify for USDA. Why is that important? Well, USDA doesn't require any down payment. So you can get into a home with no down payment, and the rates are going to be equivalent to what you would get if you were doing an FHA transaction. So the rates are great. The qualifying process is very similar to an FHA loan. They do have some oddball things, like no swimming pool is one of them, I believe. But it is a very great program if you can't come up with a down payment. Now, the downside to it is you are going to be living, 16, 17 miles outside of the center of Tucson. But, there's trade-offs.
I just heard you say there's less traffic around your home. That's what I just heard, a more peaceful lifestyle, great views, absolutely, great mountain views. So, yeah, everything's about, benefits, right? So an older house, we get a bigger yard most of the time. You get smaller closets. It's all about choosing those types of things and what's most important to your family. But the zero down is huge for someone who doesn't have that nest egg to put a down payment in on the house.
Absolutely. And it's not, as you discovered, it's not hard to determine if an address fits for USDA or not. It's actually very quick and simple.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to give us those areas again?
We have, down where you're at with Corona Day Tucson, there's some Vail areas, Green Valley, Rancho Sarita area, and then out past the Tucson Mountain Park on the west side.
Are there income qualifications for the buyer, or it's all about the property?
It's all about where the property is located.
Awesome.
That's a good thing to know. And what I was asking them, as you and Sandra, is there a stigma for USDA loans? You know, there used to be one for FHA. The guys weren't great buyers. Didn't have good credit. But for USDA loan, it's just the fact is that it's just in rural areas, and you may have the capability to just, you may have be a strong buyer, but why not go with the program that's out there that can work for you?
No, I don't think there's any negative that comes along with it. And I get aggravated when I hear people say that, oh, FHA has a negative stigma yes. to it, or VA or USDA. It's a financing tool.
Mm-hmm.
Truth be told, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Jennie Mae, FHA, VA, USDA, they are all purchased by the same people on the secondary market. The money to get those loans all come from the same place. And guess what, guys? They're all backed by the federal government. It's just a different program that helps that individual get into a home.
Okay, so let me do another shameless plug here. That is why we work with you, Jonathan, is because you match our clients to the right product for them based on the property that they're looking at and based on what their financial goals are.
Absolutely. We give options. We ask the right questions. We get take the time to figure out who you are, what your goals are, what your family life is like, where you think you're going to be in 5 to 10 years. We help you put a budget together, and then we give you options that make sense so you can pick what works for you best.
And you also kind of help people that aren't quite ready to buy yet so that they have better options.
Yeah, no, we look at credit and say, hey, if you wait 90 days and do this, this, and this, your credit score is going to come up, and you're going to get more options available to you. You'll have a better credit score, better rates. We're constantly working with our book of clients, helping them improve their credit.
Mm-hmm.
For me, if you're looking to buy a house this year, let's start today. Even if you're not going to close until September, the more time we have to work on your credit, the more time we have to clean things up, the better your credit score is going to be, and the more products will be available for you.
And let's just say you don't always own those problems either. You know, we are the Johnson Smith team. Could you have a more generic last name than the two of us? And so sometimes it's just a name issue that you want to get cleared up, and you don't want to do that once you're under contract.
Absolutely.
How does somebody get hold of you, John?
They can get me on my cell phone at 520-247-3610, or they can always email me at John, J-O-N, at inspiredlifemortgage.com.
And are you moving?
We are moving.
To?
1951 North Wilmont, Building 1, second floor.
Hey, everyone, thank you guys for listening. We have John Spur on the show, who is the owner of Inspired Life Mortgage. Next, we have Rigo Arce from Pest Prevention. He's been having coming up on the show. Thank you for being on the show, John. We really appreciate you having time with us today.
Thanks for having me. It's great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the show. We have one of our great sponsors, Rigo Arce of Rigo Pest Prevention. He's here to talk a little bit about the pest cycle and how each quarter there's something new you need to know about the pest world. And we're glad to have you on here, Rigo.
Hey, happy new year, everybody. It's 2023.
Okay, that is so funny because Raymond just asked the question, at what point during the year do you stop saying happy new year? And he caught John and I totally off guard with that, and we didn't have a good answer for him.
Oh, there's only one answer.
What is that?
January, and then that's it. After January, it's against the law. You can't do that. It's 1 month, and that's it. And by the way, if you're in that fourth week, you're behind.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I've been doing lately is I've been telling people, hey, do me a favor, stand on your right foot for me. Just stand right there. And then they do it, and I say, hey, I just want to make sure you start off the day on the right foot.
That's awesome.
So then I added, well, I want to make sure you started the year off on the right foot.
Oh, there
you
go. Awesome.
But I only have till January to finish that. So
right.
Yeah, running out of time.
All right. It's great.
Great to see everybody.
It's great to see you. How's everything going for you guys?
Man, you know, it's the winter, and uh-huh. So there's definitely a pivot in the pest control world.
Right.
You know, especially when it comes to residential, you know, the bugs out there are really at a low level. We use the word pressure, and right now that pressure is pretty low, you know, so things slow down a little bit. You know, the market is kind of turned a little bit. It's definitely, become a buyer's market, certainly. And, with that, you know, the home sales have slowed down a bit.
Right.
So, you know, the termites are running about, the rodents are running about, but home sales are a little bit down. The bugs are a little quiet. So, you know, this is a great time. I always teach my staff, this is a time to clean house, reset, do a reset. You know, make sure the truck looks good, all your equipment's clean, functioning well. You know, make sure you've got your game plan for the, you know, take care of your customers. And in the office, you know, we go on a little bit of a collection frenzy, make sure everybody's paid up to date, file, throw away all the old files.
Go, okay.
And then with customers, this is a great time to really look at the house more from a prevention point of view.
Right.
I get asked all the time, why did you name your company Rego Pest Prevention and not Pest Control,
yes,
Pest
yes.
Service? And I thought about it. If you were to, if I came to your house, and I was doing the outside of the house, and I was doing the inside of the house, and I had 30 minutes to do it. Theoretically, I would need 15 minutes outside and 15 minutes inside. I would much rather take 30 minutes, every minute of it, and work outside where the bugs already are,
mm-hmm.
and stop them from getting in. If I cut that time in half, I'm going to limit what I do on the outside. I'm spending more time on the inside, and I'm reacting. And frankly, I might be reacting to what may never happen.
Right.
There's no need to come inside and apply, you know, pesticides and you know, walk through the house. The bugs are outside, and we need to prevent them from getting in. And so this is a great time of year to get the caulk gun out, some steel wool, little stucco patch, you know, redo the landscaping a little bit, trim some things back, manipulate the soil so the water runs a certain way. Seal up some openings, get up on the roof, screen some roof vents. And, you know, it's all about prevention. And if we can put our energy and time in that regard, I always say, you know, less pesticide, the better. You know, let's use tools. Let's use the environment. Let's use intelligence and sanitation and, you know, just kind of tighten things up. You do that, you'll use less pesticide, and you'll see less pests.
You know, and I think another benefit of that is the fact that there are so much wildlife here that the least that we have to treat, the better, if we can do the things that you talked about so that we're not applying more harsh chemicals than what we need to protect our homes.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, when the pressure is on and you feel like you've got a lot of bugs to deal with, and a technician can overreact, and mm-hmm. you know, if a dab will do it, a gob will get it. You know, that's a phrase that goes back way back.
I think I had a gob will get it.
Yeah,
get it. At my front door.
Yeah,
from another company uh-huh. before we were using your company, and it was a granular. And I'm still picking up granular.
Wow.
Every time my grandkids come over,
yeah.
I'm like, don't go outside barefoot because I know all that granular is at my entrance.
Yeah.
And it didn't solve the problem.
Yeah.
It's not the method that you yeah. recommended,
yeah.
but it's still there.
Right.
And yeah. we're still dragging it in the house every time you walk through, you know, and it's, yeah.
Yeah, but being proactive and having a quarterly service every 3 months, pest or no pest, you know. You just keep up those applications, you walk the property, you make good decisions, then you don't have that overwhelming bug pressure where someone does come in and just haphazardly apply and cause potential problems. You know, yeah, we want to protect the wildlife. You know, we want to mm-hmm. protect the environment. Mm-hmm. And honestly, people don't consider this, but we also want to protect the applicator.
Right.
You know, this is a career. You're exposed to the industry day in and day out. Safety of our people is paramount. And, you know, wearing the proper protective equipment, PPE, if you didn't catch that. Yeah, you know, we got to make sure that everybody is safe and, you know, minimize that hazard.
I actually really appreciate that you feel that way. And it says a lot about you and about the company. I've seen people in the industry that you would go, wow, they've been doing this a long time, because you can see it just in their skin and that they haven't been protected.
You know, it's funny. We're putting together a new residential flyer, and I've got a new employee. He's been with me about 3 months. This young man looks like a model. I mean, I'm not kidding. I said, Justin, you're going to be the face on my next episode. Okay? So we get him out there, and we're taking pictures and whatnot, and all the pictures come back for my approval, and I'm looking at him, and he's not wearing gloves. And I said,
no.
And I'm not, you know, not upset, but I said, we can't use these pictures. We cannot market to the community, you know, a proper application. And the guy's got his hands, you know, and I said, no, we're going to have to redo these pictures. So We're getting Justin back out there for some new pictures.
Oh, wow. Well, you'll have to share that. We'll put it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah. He's a great kid. We're happy to have him.
That's awesome.
You're going on a big push right now for advertising, get your name out
there
for 2023.
We're going to start moving this year. We're going to be more intentional this year on growth. You know, we've grown. I just feel so grateful. I can't even tell you. We've grown so organically over the last 15 years. But we've got some lofty goals moving forward. And as I mentioned on previous programs, we're really going to push a lot of commercial business. We've always done commercial, but now we're going to be intentional. Anyway, with that said, we want to get our name and brand out there more. You know, we've been voted Tucson's number one pest control company 4 years in a row with the Arizona Daily Star Reader's Choice. And, you know, we want to brand those logos that we got, those badges. So we're proud of who we are, and we're going to market more, and there we go.
Yeah, we're here with Rigo Arcia, Rigo Pest Prevention, who is one of our great sponsors. We're glad he's here. So we want to thank you for tuning in. We're happy that you're came in to talk to us a little bit more.
I always enjoy it.
I thought that when we go into the next segment, let's talk a little bit about what Rigo and Rigo Pest Prevention is doing for the community, what kind of things you're doing for that we don't hear about,
right on.
That you do without even asking, you know, because you're a great community team.
Love it. Thanks. Okay.
Hi, you're back listening to the I Am Real Estate Show on KBOI 1030 The Voice. You're here with the Johnson Smith team of Indy Realty, and we're here with one of our great sponsors, Rigo Arce from Rigo Pest Prevention. How you doing, Rigo?
I'm doing fantastic. Better than I'm here now.
I just want to make sure everybody remember who you are, because we love hearing from you. And we were talking earlier in the last segment about Crowley Cycles and bug prevention, and you wanted to elaborate a little bit on that.
Yeah, you know, the desert's just teeming with insects, but they, you know, certain insects come out more prevalent in certain parts of the year than others. And, you know, back in the day, and if you're listening to the program, if you've had pest control for years or have had it historically, monthly service was king. You know, that's how you did it. And in fact, I remember 1990 when I first started, you know, you showed up to the house and you did the outside, and next month you came back and you did the inside, and then you just repeated that every other month, you know. And but monthly service was standard. The products today are so advanced. They are designed to last, highly engineered, and as I mentioned earlier, if you're proactive and you're thorough, those products are going to really protect that home easily 60, 90 days, you know, no problem. And so the days of monthly service are really just very archaic. Quarterly works well. You give it a guarantee. You need us back. You know, company comes back free of charge during that quarter. But each quarter is unique. You know, right now we're in the winter, and we do have, you know, the spiders, as I've mentioned on past programs. The spiders are teeming. We've got our scorpions that are out and about, and in large part because the crickets have really kind of settled down. That's a fall insect, okay? So the crickets are getting quiet. Well, you know, scorpions are hungry, you know, so they're looking for food. And the temperatures being what they are, insects are cold-blooded, so they do need temperature control in order to regulate their metabolism. So scorpions are going to be looking for that warmer area. And so we got our scorpions, we got our spiders, and then, of course, rodents. Rodents,
right.
You know. Come springtime, mm-hmm. Boy, you start getting those American roaches, those large sewer roaches. They come out. Bees start really pushing, and wasps, all those spring blossoms kick in, and we get a great deal of, you know, some flying insects, bees, and so forth. Your summer, you've got your ants, you've got... you know, the scorpions are kicking in, you know, a lot of other beetles,
right.
and the crickets kind of get started a little bit. And then there's the magic season of all, the fall. It's like Africa here. I mean, it's insane. It's the tropics. Florida has come west, you know.
Wow.
Everything that crawls and flies is out August, September, and October. Insane. So each quarter has its pressure. And you want to have a seasonal treatment every 3 months.
Before we move on to talk about the charity work that you do you guys do weeds as well?
We do. We do weed control. We do it in combination. We do provide that all-important pre-emergent onto the soil to prevent weeds from growing. And then, of course, we have what we call a topical spray or a knockdown. And that's going to be for those little seedlings that germinate. You get those, you know, little green things popping up. And we come in and treat those. So you got both.
Mm-hmm. So is that part of the pest prevention treatment, or you have as an addition?
It's a different service.
Okay,
yeah. So everything's categorized. You know, your general pest control, or what we call crawling insects. Those are going to be your bugs,
okay.
Right? termite control is exactly that, right? We're dealing with termites. And then you've got rodent control, and then you've got weed control. Those are your big four. And then lastly, there's a thing called vector control, and those are going to be pests that can cause some illnesses like bed bugs, mosquitoes, flies. That falls under what we call vector control. Okay. So five major areas of pest service.
Okay.
Yep.
I always thought vector was mosquitoes. I didn't know it encompassed so many things.
It does. It sure does, yeah.
In Oregon, mosquitoes are so prevalent that all you had to do was call the county and they'd come out and take care of them. But I always wondered how, if they just treated my yard, how the bugs knew to stay outside of my property boundary and yeah. not just keep coming.
Sure.
Well, let's start. Let's ask a little bit about the nonprofit and charity type work and the different involvement, I'm sure, volunteer.
Yeah.
And so forth that you're
doing. I love it. Yeah. You know, as I might have shared in the past, I had a wonderful 18-year career with a very large company here in town, family, really. And that's where I grew up.
Right.
And somewhere along the way in the last couple of years there, I really wanted to get more out in the community. And I, the reason why I started Rego in 2008 was I wanted to control my time and my resources so that I could give. You know, Rego Pest is really about giving to the community. That's what we're developing more and more each year. One of the things that we did right out of the gate, we partnered with an organization at the time was called Sold No More.
Uh-huh.
And they used to put on a comedy show once a year. I think they held it at Victory Assembly there on Ruth Roth.
Right.
And the idea was to laugh, have a comedy, right? But here's the thing. The program, Sold No More, was a nonprofit organization that fought anti-sex trafficking.
Okay. Wow.
At-risk children. And so how do you connect comedy with that sort of grave issue? Well, the idea was, you know, it is so grave, it is so serious that we wanted to take just one evening in the year and just laugh, just let go. And because the enormity of that issue grows every year, yes. especially mm-hmm. in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been supporting Sold No More, which, by the way, today is now called Power Over Predators. It's called POP or POP. And that's Power Over Predators, a fantastic nonprofit. We have been their main sponsor for many, many years. They have now absolutely gone, I think, global, to be honest. And so now what we've done is we now sponsor multiple junior high and high schools. We are the sponsor of that school, and we support the tools and materials for Power Over Predator staff
uh-huh.
to go in and educate the students on campus what to look for and how to avoid these predators. So
oh,
that was one of the big ones. The other is I think I might have shared with both of you personally off the side there, but I've been part of the foster program for many, many years. I had the privilege of caring for many at-risk children. And so we look for opportunities to support local foster care agencies. You know, these children that are born, unfortunately
right.
drug exposed. And really the end game there is to support the parents as well.
Mm-hmm.
If they really lean in and get themselves taken care of, we want to see that reunification.
Right.
And so we support that process. We're all about making sure those kids are healthy and well, and then anything we can do to support the agencies that help those parents. Boy, we've now gone overseas. I have had the pleasure of being in India and Kenya
wow.
and doing ministries in those countries. And we support multiple, and I mean multiple, nonprofits that go and do education, training, mercy homes, building wells. We fund the caring and the development of communities in other countries, as I mentioned, Uganda and Rwanda as well, and the Congo. And the goal there is to just be another resource. There's just, you know, be a part of that amazing community that offers, funds and whatever else to make sure that those people have a fighting chance to thwart off disease, have clean water, have a place to sleep, and of course, give them just some life skills, you know, so.
Let us know how long you've been doing it. Since 2008, this has been your
dream?
Yeah,
we've been doing that since 2008. We've got a couple of other different things that we're involved in locally, but...
If I may, you said something about the foster program. Is it a name or is it just a foster program?
Well, I call it the foster program, but what we do is we connect with, like Casas Adobes. Christian community I think Baptist Association and so forth. Any agency, Devereaux is a big one, Devereaux of Arizona. And what we want to do is just offer ourselves as a resource. You know, can we support what your cause is? And we'll put on some training. You know, I'll even just go, for example, just recently I had the privilege of being at Teen Challenge, and I'm standing behind the line mm-hmm. just feeding all these, folks coming through with their kids. And we just want to make ourselves available. It has nothing to do with bugs. It has nothing to do with earning business.
Right.
It has everything to do with a humanitarian, giving, meeting the needs of the needy.
And I'm humbled because it's so wonderful to hear you say that. We've talked about this off air. You know, we try not to tell everybody everything we're doing. We just do it behind the scene because we care about it so much.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes it has to be, people have to know that these things are out there and you're doing your part. And so we understand that this is Rego Pest Control doing this as a community outreach for people.
Yeah.
He's doing his business, but he also is out there to make sure he's helping the community become better.
Yeah, absolutely. And the one that I'm really most proud of, if I may, and I'll just do a plug here, but we've got a couple of counselors, family counselors and so forth that we partnered with. And
yes.
I always look in first before I look out. And first, I want to make sure I'm okay.
Yes.
You know, and then secondly, our employees. And so any of our employees that are struggling with something, and if they're willing and, they come to us and we have great relationships with our folks, we make the resource of counseling available for them.
Great.
So we support the counselors, our employees, no fee. They go in, they get cared, whatever it is, marital or emotional or spiritual, whatever it is. And so one of the big ones that we're really proud of is, some of the local counselors that we work with.
Uh-huh.
And every now and then we'll come across a customer that really needs help. And I'll give them a card and say, listen, I want you to call this gal or this guy. And if you're willing, they may be able to come alongside you and help you.
Great.
It's on us.
Right.
Wow.
Love that. Love that.
You know, I had no idea. I've known you for years. Had no idea how much you were doing to invest in our community. And that really is where our heart is as well, as we want to see Tucson thriving, healthy families, healthy homes.
Healthy hearts.
Yeah, you bet.
Yep.
Healthy spirits, healthy souls, healthy hearts. Yeah, you got to have those things to make things going.
That's it.
But again, this is about in the last minute, Rego, so please let everybody know how they can get a hold of one of the best pest prevention companies in Tucson.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah, we're really proud. Our office number is area code 520-744-6177. That's the office number. And then our website is regopest.com. That's regopest.com.
And don't forget that you won 4 years in a row as the best prevention in Tucson.
Yeah. And you know what? And it happens very organically. We just invite everybody to vote and they vote. We don't buy the votes. We don't do any extra promotion.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you, guys.
Wonderful. Hey, we want to thank Horizon Inspections, Indy Realty, Inspired Life Mortgage, Rego Pest Prevention, and Atomic Nutrition for sponsoring. And we will catch you next week on the I Am Real Estate Show.
Thank you, Rego.
Hey, great to be here.